Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn how to call your husband or wife. We have Nelson Dallas joining us. Hi, Nelson.
Hi, 你好。
你好。Right, Nelson, we know you just recently got married.
Yeah.
恭喜。Congratulations.
Thank you.
Right.You need to learn how to call your wife properly in Chinese.
Okay. Yeah, very useful.
Very useful. We call her 老婆。
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 That's right. And 老婆, don't get shocked when I explain what that means. 老 means old.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, yeah. 婆 means grandma.
Oh, weird. Okay. Old grandma.
Yeah, so call your wife old grandma.And she's going to be really impressed and she's going to be really happy.
Yeah.
老婆。
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 老婆 in fact doesn't mean old or grandma at all in this context. It's a very intimate way of calling your honey. So you often hear people, even they just started dating and they are so sweet with each other, they call each other 老公老婆 even before they get married.And also that shows how close they are. They can tease each other. To call your husband, then very often we say 老公。
老公。
老公 and 老 again is old. 公 that means granddad, as you can imagine. So my old granddad, it's actually husband. So when you go back, you call her 老婆 and she can call you 老公。
老婆老公。
老婆老公。And people use this when they show how close their relations are. Also, you can describe your wife to your friends. Oh, 买老婆。They will know that you guys are very close. Or she can say, oh, 买老公。That means that you guys have really good foundation in your relations. You no longer need to put a face up front and you don't no longer need to be so polite.
Okay.I have a question for you quickly.
Yes.
So if you said gong xi before was to congratulate, right?
Yes.
So the gong in that sense, does it have any relation to lao gong or not?
That's a very good one. The sound is identical.
Same, okay.
It's exactly the same, but just different character, different meaning.
Oh, okay.
Let's carry on. Gong. Gong means grandpa, but also means public. So when you say gong gong,That means that's your father-in-law from the female perspective.
Okay.
So your wife have to call your dad, gong gong.
Gong gong.
Yeah, just double it, gong gong. And then she will have to call your mother, 婆婆.
婆婆.
婆婆. So double 婆, the same as 老婆, 婆婆.
婆婆.
婆婆. So next time when your wife meets your dad,She has to say, 公公. And then, and she has to call your mom, 婆婆.
婆婆.
And yep. to describe parents-in-law from her perspective, she has to say, 公婆.
公婆.
公婆. And then to confuse you even more, if your children, imagine you have some, and then they call their grandparents, they can call them 公公 or 婆婆 too.
Okay.
Yeah, so in a way, it's actually very convenient. You recycle the same word in different relations. That's much easier that way. You just think that way.
Okay. What if I wanted to talk about her parents?
No, you just say 爸妈.
Okay.
Yeah, Chinese is quite a strange language in a way, just like when we say cousin in English. We don't know is that male or female, and we don't know is that from your father's side or mother's side.And we don't know that like, they are older or younger. But in Chinese, they are all different. You have called them all differently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so in English, you just say cousin, or you just say uncle or aunt. But in Chinese, you will know, is that the male person from your mother or father's side, younger or older, you can just differentiate them straight away.
Wow, okay.
Your future children, if they want to call your wife's parents...then they have to say 外公外婆
外公外婆
That's right. 外 means external.
Okay.
So you can imagine that's really from male perspective. The external grandpa, external grandma. So they have to call their grandparents from your wife's side, 外公, 外婆.
外公, 外婆.
Let's do a tiny test to wrap up. How to call your wife?
Let me think. 老婆.
老婆. And how can she call you?
老公.
老公, she can call you. And then, of course, that's a very sweet way of saying, and it's really the same as like honey. Hi, honey. Something like that. Okay, so 老公, 老婆. Great. Thank you very much, Nelson, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Talk Chinesey, where we teach one useful phrase of Chinese every day. Today is your Christmas because we learned how to call your wife and husband and grandparents. We hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见, thank you.
谢谢.